It was outside the police station in Ferguson, in almost silence, that hundreds gathered to wait for the announcement. So much apprehension had led to this moment, when they'd hear whether the police officer who shot Michael Brown would be indicted. When it came, news of the decision spread quickly through the crowd.
God, I know this is
going to
happen. I know it. No indictment. No indictment.
Don't act surprised.
They ain't serving us no justice.
There was a few moments of chaos, of confusion. There were some bottles smashed. Some protesters rushed towards the police but were met with lines of police in riot gear. But for the most part, the protesters have now organised themselves and are now chanting their displeasure, their anger at the verdict.
Always known that there wasn't going to be any indictment because our system is unjust. You expect them to do the right thing even when you know that they're not. This is kind of the disappointment that we've experienced historically in our community.
Everybody who's here is upset. We're passionate about this. We don't want to keep being killed in the streets. It's not just a black male thing. It's not just a black woman thing. It's a race thing in America.
What for you is the message that's been sent out by the authorities today?
That it's okay to kill people in the streets and you'll get away with it.
You need to stop throwing rocks at the police immediately or you will be subject to arrest.
Suddenly the mood changed outside the police station. First rocks were thrown, then the sound of gunshots. The police retaliated with sound bombs and gas. Very soon there were flashpoints across the city, with looting and burning worse than anything we saw in August after Michael Brown was killed. This is the anger activists said would be displayed. The longest-running civil rights movement in America since the 60s goes on and has taken a volatile new shape. Protest leaders say it'll continue until their concerns about discrimination and police brutality towards black people in this country are addressed.